Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, guys, I want to talk to you today about two questions that have really been plaguing me for a while, and I wonder if you wrestle with those same two questions. So let me just kind of ask the questions and see where you're at on it. Is it possible that when you look at your personal relationship with God, that is, your interaction with Him, when you read His Word, when you pray, even when you come to church, or even as you're living your life out, that maybe you would say to yourself, man, is there something missing? Is there something missing? The other question has to do with us as a church, and that is, you know, as we interact, I'm not just talking about the service, I'm not just talking about our gathering together in this time right now, but I'm just talking about in general, as we interact with each other, as we do stuff together, as we interact with each other during the week and so forth. Isn't there supposed to be something more? Isn't there something more? Now, those are two great questions to ask yourself, because at the heart of them is, okay, am I missing something, Lord? Is there something I'm missing? Now, as I was wrestling with this, I decided that I wanted to do this series because, as I thought about it, I realized that we can get comfortable and not realize that things have changed. I'll give you an illustration. So when I grew up as a boy, when I would go to the eye doctor, I was told that I had 20/20 vision. As a young man, I was told that I had 20/20 vision. And so I just kind of just assumed that I've got good vision. I don't need to worry about stuff. Not even paying attention. You say, come on, George, are you that ridiculous? Yeah, I'm just telling you. Maybe I was prideful in my own self, but I just thought I have good eyesight. I have good eyesight. Well, about 12 years ago, I began to notice some changes. Now, I didn't even pay attention when these changes were happening. I began to notice, like, okay, so when you see me with my Bible here, you're like, man, that's a big Bible. Well, it's a big Bible because it's super giant print. Because all of a sudden, I began to notice when I was sitting at my desk with the normal Bible that I had been preaching from for years, I couldn't read the words on the page. I went to Walmart and bought some cheaters, reading glasses. And I just would have them on my desk and just be able to read there. Not thinking, because I'm still thinking, I got good eyesight. I'm doing okay. Until about 10 years ago. Move forward a couple of years, I'm sitting here preaching, and I'm starting to realize that the people on the back row, their faces looked fuzzy to me. I could tell who it was, but I couldn't tell what their expressions were. I realized, like even right now, you're just fuzzy. Well, I didn't think anything of it. I thought, well, maybe something's wrong today or whatever. But then I'm like driving, and so I'm driving, and then I'm realizing as I'm driving, you know how you go along the highway and you say 2 miles is the rest area or 2 miles is this exit. Well, normally I used to be able to read those signs way ahead. I had to like almost drive up on them to be able to see what they were saying. And so then the realization is something has changed. So I went to the eye doctor, and since then I've been wearing glasses because my far sight is not good and I have to have bifocals. So there went the whole perception that George has got good vision. You say, now what does that got to do with our two questions, George? Well, I want to point out a couple things for you. I want to talk about that maybe you and I have sight problems. There's two things I want to point out here. Number one, there's a tendency to look at yourself based upon your spiritual past. There's a tendency. I mean, we look and we say, well, you know, I remember when God did this. You ever hear people say that? I remember. I mean, God was there for me real big time. 10 years ago, He answered prayer. And we cherish those memories of how God showed up in our lives. And we're like, wow. Or we even do that with churches. I remember years ago when we had this going on and that going on. But how's that now? Well, they don't see it now. They just think in terms of the past. Kind of like me thinking, well, you know, I've got 20/20 vision, when you're told that as an 18-year-old. Yeah, but you don't have 20/20 vision anymore, George. This is the reality. We've got a sight problem. We assume based on past things, and so this is can happen in your life. You think you're okay because all this other stuff happened in your life that the Lord did. Or you can even think that as far as the church. Now, here's the second point I want to tell you, and that's this. You miss the subtle shifts that occur until a crisis finds you spiritually bankrupt. So folks, it took a while. It wasn't like all of a sudden for me that I couldn't read a book without cheaters. That just didn't happen overnight. Like I went to bed and boom, the next day, boom. No, that shift was subtle. It wasn't that all of a sudden my 20/20 vision went to such that things that are at a distance I can't read or see anymore. That shift happened suddenly. Subtly. It just kind of gradually went there. The same thing is true in our spiritual lives. Whether as a church, as a collective group of believers, or whether you as an individual, you can all of a sudden, you can be resting in, oh, I saw God this week, and I saw, but then now it's like you haven't seen God working in your life, but you're oblivious to it because you're still thinking like it was 5 years ago or something, and the shift happened suddenly. You didn't even notice it happen until there's a crisis. And with that crisis and the severity of that crisis, you're kind of like, whoa, what's going on here? And you start saying, where are you, God? Why is this happening to me? And you realize at that moment, for some reason, you're spiritually bankrupt because you haven't been carrying on in an ongoing relationship with Jesus. You've kind of been living on the past relationship with Jesus. And so that's kind of where I'm at. I'm kind of like, okay, Lord, what are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to say to us? So what he did was he gave me last May 5 or 6 messages to bring to you to get us to refocus, to get you to refocus in your spiritual life as an individual, to get us to refocus as a church. So where do we start? Well, with any eye problem, when you go to the eye doctor, what does he have you do, folks? I know when I go to the eye doctor every September, he has me go into this room and he puts these things on and they want me to look at, it's called a Snelling chart. I didn't know that until I looked it up, the chart with the E's and all of that. He has you look at a chart and then they figure out from there where your eyesight is at. In a sense, we kind of need to figure out today where we're at. Where are you at? Where am I at as an individual? But then where are we at as a church? So we kind of need to test our spiritual acuity. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need to kind of test where we're at, because the thing is you could be sitting there saying to yourself, well, I'm okay. I'm doing okay. I'm here, George, ain't I? Yeah, but here's the problem. The problem is you could be not okay, and just being here isn't a sign that you are okay. So let's kind of take a look. Now, how are we going to test ourselves, George? How are we going to test our spiritual acuity? Well, I think we go back to the very beginning of the church. And I want to focus in chapter 2. So it's right after, it's at Pentecost, it's right after the Spirit comes down on the church. It tells you what the church is like. And I want us to, from that, ask ourselves some questions. Okay, so let's look at it together.